Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
That's music by Black Bones on Namibia's Art and Soul featuring Young John. We also checked out, who else? Yeah, okay, now, but I mentioned the rest of you, rest of the superstars that were already, that's on your radio. Mm. Now, Shaquan, on Fridays, we talk to this thing, was Tohobaman.
Yes.
Tohobaman.
Yes, you know.
Yes.
See you.
Where we bring in personalities that that we gossip about.
Mm.
Personalities that that trend. Personalities that are maybe in some instances very polarizing, like last week. personalities who, for some or other reason, are extremely authentic.
Yeah.
Or patriots, but generally personalities that are just really great people that do extraordinary things.
Come on.
And today's personality, today's spotlight, or the spotlight, the person that we're placing the spotlight on is someone who creates interesting content, isn't it, Shaquan?
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. Interesting content, heartwarming, authentic. It's a type of content that a lot of us can relate. A lot of us have been in those spaces before. He decided that he was going to show his authentic self. Just like where he comes from, what he's doing. But I just feel like this man, like this guy is living his best life.
Yeah, right?
He's living his best life.
Regardless of his reality.
Regardless. And also, I still don't understand why he doesn't have a Coca-Cola endorsement. Anyway,
oh,
we are
okay,
talking about your favorite. That is John Hailenge.
Yes.
And he's in the studio with us, and we're just going to have a conversation and pick his brain and see who is this king, man? What's
That's
happening?
Right.
Where did you come from? Hi, John. How are you?
Fine, how are you,
Shaquan? We're great, man. How's the morning?
The morning is great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, John. There's something that I actually need to do. Hold on. There's something I actually need to do.
Yeah.
I just really want to see whether I want to see how young he is. I want to see how young he is.
Whoa!
And if he can challenge me.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Right. Let's see.
Listen.
Let's see.
Don't let this guy intimidate you. I'll beat him.
Okay. Let's see. Do you know a little something about this, Buddha?
Do you know the song? Just listen to it.
You know it? You don't know it. You don't know it. Oh, snap. But listen, okay, listen. Listen to the chorus. Just listen to the chorus real quick. I think it's coming. It's coming. It's a very old song. This song is, I think it's like 100 years old or something.
Not 100. We're not that old.
Okay, maybe like 10 years. Listen. I know it. You know it.
Life is not a mistake.
I know it. That's what we're talking about, John. Listen, it's really great to have you here. The content that you create is literally speaks to this, literally. And what was the influencer's name? Oh, now she's an influencer.
Yes,
South Africa again.
Happiness.
Happiness.
Yeah.
I told Happiness the same thing in South Africa, where you are tapping into a space where traditionally we are very shy. You know,
get off his. Yeah, why should people see this part? Because I think it's also a lot of, I think it's because of how people easily shame.
Yes.
People who live in spaces like that.
True.
Where you also start to feel like, okay, maybe I should just like keep it to myself, you know?
But you know, first things first, before we even get into that, John, you have to tell us about yourself, man.
Yeah.
Like, where did you finish school? Where are you from, even for that matter? Are you a Vinduker? Or talk to us about your upbringing.
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, I'm born and raised in Windhoek.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm from the north.
You're from the north. Where in the north?
Kalongo.
Oh, Kalongo.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a Banja.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I'm a Kanyama. I'm born and raised in a Kanyama house, but.
Okay.
My mother is a Mbanja.
So, all right. So that's where you grew up?
Yeah, but I love home.
Yeah.
Home is in the north.
Yeah.
But I was born and raised in Windhoek. Attended my primary school, my high school, Windhoek.
Where did you attend primary school though?
This is a school in Mambo location.
Okay.
What is school's number?
Are you asking what's your primary school is, guy?
I'm saying this other nice school in Bambo location, probably you guys know it, it's Mandume Primary.
Okay, Mandume.
Mandume is most school.
That uptown dude.
Yeah, Mandume is the school that has the same uniform as Ventuk High, right?
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And then what about high school?
High school is Emmanuel Chifidi.
Chifidi.
Close by Mandume.
Yeah.
And then from there, I pursued my studies at University, IUM.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Are you still busy with it or did you graduate?
Oh, I still have a year left.
You still have a year left, hey?
My last year.
Oh, okay. So, John.
By God's grace.
Of course.
By God's grace. Listen, so you know you're a king, right?
King.
Yeah. You know that, right? You know that you're very talented, right?
Yeah.
I know it. You know that you're stepping into your purpose now, right? Okay. So what happens in this space, it's a very safe space, but as the king, you must speak so that people hear you.
Yeah.
You must command. Because now listeners are saying they can't really hear what you're saying, hey?
Okay.
Right? So let's just speak like the king that you are. Tell us your story. And also, I think the most important thing is just like how you're living today compared to how you grew up. Can you tell us the difference thereof?
Oh, there's a big difference.
How you grew up, and how you are right now.
I grew up... and how I'm living right now.
There's
a huge difference.
Okay.
It's a blessing.
Come on.
I'm living in my answered prayers, if I must say so.
Mm-hmm.
Not basically just because the content creating thing. It's the way life changed. The way it's like, let me say, when I was grade 11, or when I was still in high school.
Yeah.
I envisioned these like, okay, in 5 years' time, I wanna be at a certain. I wanna have something like this and like this.
Absolutely.
Because I come from nothing, literally. I come from nothing.
When you say you come from nothing, what does that mean? Tell us the reality of you growing up.
The reality of me growing up, I was raised by a single parent, single mother, unemployed, uneducated mother. She doesn't know a school. She never attended school.
Okay.
She doesn't know what is a pay slip. I was raised by a single parent. She's a vendor. She sells junkies. She made sure I get the best education.
She
made sure. Life was not easy there. But by God's grace, we are here. It's getting better every day.
Come on.
Like, it's a blessing.
So when you were in Windhoek, you were with extended family here now.
Was mom also here in Windhoek?
Yeah, mom was here.
Okay.
She did everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, you know, I was raised by a single parent, but my dad was not absent. He was there, but he was not there. Okay, he's there. You know, you need the support. Okay, there's financial support, right? That's there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then there's, let me say, if I'm going through things or... let me just say something is not going right.
You need that support, that fatherly figure.
Yeah, I need my dad to talk to.
Yeah.
But he was always out of town with work, such things. But yeah, I was just raised by a single parent. Someone that is very illiterate. When a parent is, some of the parents that are very illiterate, they don't think that good things will come out of school. But my mother fought for me and my younger siblings
to have what she didn't have.
Yeah.
So tell us about mom. Tell us about the sacrifices that mom made for John and the man that you are today and the man that you are becoming. Like, what has mom taught you? Lessons that you'll carry with you forever.
Mom taught me to be a very sweet person to everyone that comes, because you never know where you find yourself tomorrow, you know?
And you might need them, yeah.
She literally not have anything, but she will still give, you see? I remember on my first year when I went to university, I didn't have enough money to pay for
registration.
But she sacrificed. She did everything. That was January month. She did everything possible to get the money, pay for my registration, made sure that nothing was lacking on my table. I will never remember a day maybe we'll go to bed hungry.
Yeah.
She will make sure that the kids ate. That's one thing about mom. She's a fighter. We grew up in a shack in Kuriangaba. It was just a small, let me see, it was this size of this room.
Of the studio, yeah.
Yeah, it was this size.
How many people lived in the shack?
It was me, my mom, and my four younger siblings.
So you're
four younger siblings.
So
yeah.
Five kids and your mom.
Yeah. But yeah. It was like me and my brother. And then the others, they came from the north just to come school here to stay with me and my mom.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. So we used to stay in a shack like this.
Mm.
This is a room. Mm. Then we put a curtain.
To divide.
To divide. This side is side with this side is what?
The sitting room and the kitchen. Kitchen, yeah.
It was a small thing. Mm.
Yeah.
It was but it was happiness all over. Mm. But it was nice.
Yeah.
When the rain comes,
yeah.
It will drain. Mm. It will drain the whole ghetto. Sometimes we'll even I have sinus.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes the water but we are here now.
We're here now.
So now make us understand the daily routine now. Mm. Okay. And I'm very interested to know about this, whether the experiences match. Okay, I rented a small room, like this small, actually smaller in Kurenga when I first came to Venter.
Mm.
What was the daily routine? You guys wake up, you go fetch water outside, you walk first, go get water. Water was now for bathing and for cooking.
For cooking, yeah.
Our daily routine.
Mm.
Yeah.
Huh. Our daily routine, my mom sells it. What is this? La France Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Oh, she sells there. Okay, yeah. Okay, I know that very well.
Back in the days, she used to go to work at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, she has to, yeah.
3 o'clock in the morning. We'll wake up. When we wake up, my mom wakes up, preparing her kapana here while I'm making the dough for the fat cakes.
Yeah.
So you wake up with her, actually?
I wake up with my mom.
Yeah.
The whole house has to wake up.
That 2 a.m., 2:30, 3 a.m.
The whole house has to wake up.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sleeping, for why must you sleep?
Mm.
You have to make the bread.
Mm.
My mom wakes up, makes everything, while as we help her out. From there, we carry to the road, get a taxi, she goes to work. From the road, maybe that time would be probably 3, 4, 5.
Mm.
You don't have to go back to sleep.
Mm.
Bath, or go fetch water. And actually, the tap was far.
Mm.
It was really far.
This is in Kurengava. Where in Kurengava? Explain to us, like, which area was it?
When you're at Kurengava, Lieta Open Market.
Mm.
If you just stand at Lieta Open Market and then you face in the west like this.
Yeah.
The west, up here, you'll...
Like you're going to 79?
Yeah, 79 is this side.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Then check this side.
Mm-mm.
That's where you used to stay.
Okay.
Then it was a nice experience, though. I love the fact that I grew up there because I'm who I am today because of my background.
Mm.
It was a nice experience. I learned a lot. And I'm proud to say that I'm a fighter.
Come on!
You get that from your from your mother.
From your mom.
I'm raised by the best. I can never fold.
Mm-mm.
That's one thing I tell myself.
Yeah.
I was raised by someone that is very strong, so I can never fold.
So you know what? Sorry, partner.
Of course,
When you look, I'm on the live now. Mm. Okay, Fresh Fame is obviously watching your live, and I'm just like going through the comments and what everyone has to say.
Hmm.
Right, one of our queens here on Fresh FM, Nona, is also saying we are here now. That's all that matters, and she does recognize that you are a king as well. But anyway, so I'm looking at the comments, partner, and the support that you have online today.
Mm.
How does that make you feel knowing that there's so, I mean, just so many strangers, people that have never met you? Because like someone I saying that I'm going to support Meme at La France, you know? People that have never met you, people that want you to win, people that when I said also the Coca-Cola endorsement, everyone is like, we're praying for it. Mm. How does that make you feel?
I feel overwhelmed.
Mm.
Sometimes I don't, find me in my feelings and then I'm just like...
All these people.
Really, because older people... Someone way older than me will come and tell me, my brother, thank you. You inspire me a lot.
Mm.
You're showing me the side of a life that me, myself, I would never wanna do.
Mm.
But you really inspire me a lot. And it's such a great feeling that knowing that you are inspiring so many people No, and it's really nice. Some people are really sweet.
Yeah.
And I love nice people.
Yeah.
Not love, but I like nice people.
You appreciate nice people. Yeah. Is there anyone in the Namibian space, like in terms of content creation, that what inspired? You know what? We didn't even ask this question. What inspired you to show this side of your life? Why, like, why, who inspired you to, you know, just like show the fact that I have to walk to go fetch water and it's 2024 and I'm still bathing and I'm living in a ghetto and all of those things? What inspired you?
Like a certain content creator?
Yeah, content creator, maybe just even life itself. Like, what made you just want to create this type of content?
I just wanna show the younger ones that are coming, okay, that will come.
In the next generation,
or people that are also growing up in the ghetto, they to know that their dreams are valid, you know. And I just want to achieve so much and show the people that,
yeah,
whatever you have, you can, you know,
you can
navigate
more
through the life, you know. And you just have to stay genuine to yourself.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
You know, one thing that, you know, in my private circles, one thing that we always debate about, the boys and I, right? I have a huge diverse group of friends, like very different layers. And the one friend who sort of kind of grew up like you has always had this opinion that today's life has become a bit too soft. You know, but too soft, where anything happens, I'm giving up, what. And I mentioned this because, and we would always fight about it, we always debate about it, because, you know, oh my gosh, you know, mental health today, guys, you know, talk about things. And I look at you, what you're saying right now, and you're saying, me bro, I'm not going to fold. I'm determined. I'm going to get through this, and I'm going to be better. So my question to you is, are you hardened? Like, were you made hardened because of your realities? Or is it just a situation of you don't have a choice? You just don't have a choice. You have to keep going.
I have to keep going. I don't have a choice. I'm the last option. That's the thing.
What do you mean? Like, not for your family?
Not the last option, as in I have to make... I have people that look up to me. You know? You can be like 10 kids.
The last line of defense.
Yeah. You can be like 10 kids, né? But... the others will, not all of you guys will finish school, right? They can be hardworking, no matter how hardworking you are.
But school.
But school is not there. But thank God I'm here. And I have so many things to do. I have to graduate. My mom has to go to that safari hotel, whatever they graduate to.
Come on.
And I know that I'll be the first one to do that. You know? I have to push.
So like there's just no time to be.
There's no time to
come out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just gonna give up. Oh,
You'll never find me saying I have depression for it. Life is going on. We are moving forward.
But then you see now here's the thing, right? Now you will have modern day experts tell you. You will modern day society will tell you. Yeah, but like, you have to recognize when you may have depression.
I'm modern society.
And she is modern society. I'm in the middle. Because there are times where I'm trying to
get him softer.
Yeah. And there are times that I'm also like you, very, very hard. So now, you see what I mean? Like, you're saying there's no time for depression.
You see, the thing is that you'll find yourself in a situation, I'll find myself in a situation where some circumstances are way beyond
your control,
my control. And at the end of the day, I just give it to God. Just like, okay, this I tried. The outcome that is coming out is not the one that I want. And I'm just like, I'll give it to God.
But you keep it moving.
I keep it moving.
Yeah. And one thing about myself, I keep it moving, but at the same time, I don't be hard on yourself.
Yeah.
Don't be hard on yourself, whereby you need time to your own and think. And sometimes you just like, okay, this day, it's just my own day. I'm just gonna do anything that makes my heart happy.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, what is a life with you just trying to achieve certain things, but reality, you're not happy.
Hold that thought, John. It's 9:47 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. When we get back, we are going to continue with this conversation.
Namibia's heart and soul. They just play them all.
It's 9:50 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We are having a conversation with one of the most authentic people I've ever met in my entire career, John Hailenge. He is a gentleman that does not, he was not afraid to show his reality. And he's been doing it, and he's been doing it on an incredible scale, okay? On socials, people watch him, people look at his things. Some find inspiration. Others find solace in it, whatever the case may be. He is a factor, you know, and that's why he is on Fresh FM today, and that's what we do.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
John, now moving forward, right? I'm sure you've got you've got incredible plans. You said Zali has to see Safari.
Yeah.
Mercure now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mercure. Yeah. She has to see Mercure. You know, she has to. What? Yeah, she really, ne? Because she's firstborn, eh? Firstborn, or what? Middle.
Oh, you're not the firstborn.
I'm the second last born.
Oh, second last.
Oh, so yeah. Really
close to yellow.
Yellow.
I'm in Noele.
I'm in Noele. That's what they say.
Yeah.
That's the right way of saying or describing
the
it.
Second last born.
Yeah.
The middle child. There's a Chivelli. Then there's Noele. Then there's a Yellow.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Noele. Okay. Lovely.
What's your plan now? Okay, cool. You've got all this attention. You are on Fresh FM right now. Are we... Okay, fine. We're focusing on school. That's one.
Yeah.
Right? But you also have your other hustles, Mos.
I go to work.
Where do you work?
I get temperature.
Temperature.
Love that
spot. Yeah.
Because you just can't be home, you know?
Yeah. Gotta get your bag.
I gotta get the bag.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, I like... Even like if any opportunity that comes on the table, and it's very much legal.
Legal.
Yes. Thank you. Speaking of which, actually, you know what? I'm only saying this right now. Sorry, partner, because we're running a little bit out of time, ne? We are very big on manifesting.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a story, my dear. I manifested to meet Monica Genkos. Yeah. Last night, I met that woman.
Wow. That's
so,
nice,
safe space. What are you manifesting in terms of brands that you want to collaborate with? What are the brands that come to mind that John Hailenge's brand wants to align with? We're putting it out into the universe? Because we trust the universe and we trust God, right? Yeah. So, which brands do you really want to work with?
Coca-Cola.
Hella.
Coca-Cola.
Nagiman.
Coca-Cola.
Please. Yes.
Is it symbolic because Zali used to sell there?
My dad used to work there, actually.
Your dad used to work there?
Mm-hmm. My dad used to work there.
Yeah.
For years.
I think
30 years.
No, man, but your dad did 30 years at the bottling company?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
My dad used to work
there. And your mom used to sell there by La France?
Yeah. By the fence there.
And now you are here, one of the biggest content creators in this country, and you're saying Coca-Cola.
It's on the way.
No, man, we can make this happen, actually.
We can make this happen. Listen, it's on
actually
the,
make this happen.
It's on the way.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
It's on the way.
Yeah, yeah.
From our mouth to God's ears.
It's on the way.
My man. Ha! This is some powerful stuff.
It's you know.
This is some powerful stuff. This is incredible.
I think also like for me and NSK getting as emotional as we are. Well, I'm the crybaby, by the way. He's the tough one. But it's just because we see ourselves in you in so many ways, and like for just the black child's dreams to come true is all that we want.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm.
Hey, and you know, funny enough. Again, having HR conversations in different spaces, you know, people say, we don't work more than 4 years at a company. My dad did BP for about 30 years. My mom did PEP for 20 years. And to hear you say that your dad did the bottling company, Coca-Cola bottling company, for 20 years, it's just these things are rare, man. These things raise us. This is who we are.
For the longest.
Yeah.
It's been there for the longest.
Yeah.
And then... in 2012 that's now after 20 something years
yeah yeah
to 30 then He got another job.
Another job.
But he was there. Right. Ever since I grew up, I just knew I did working in Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola, yeah.
Because he worked in Coca-Cola, my mom sells outside Coca-Cola. Yeah.
Come on.
I'll literally, sometimes when I don't go to school or I'm on holiday,
I'll sit with my mom.
And I'll see my dad when he comes for lunch. It was really a nice feeling.
And you know what it is now? Now we are stepping into a space where you're going to have a meeting at Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to sign contracts with Coca-Cola. You take care of your family and feed your family because of the work that you've done for Coca-Cola.
Even at home, I tell them.
Yeah.
I tell them my manifest name.
Yeah.
I just want to work in Coca-Cola.
Please.
Then they're saying, this boy.
Yes, Lord.
I just want to work in Coca-Cola.
Mm.
God sees and God hears.
Oh, no, he hears. Absolutely.
You know, I again, different spaces, I get so annoyed at many of these agencies, these marketing agencies and marketing managers, because some of the people that they have at the forefront of their brands are downright nonsense.
Yeah, man. Like,
they
don't
connect with the brand. They are not, like, you don't consume the brand. You don't understand the brand.
You don't live.
You don't live the brand. And here is a man.
Yeah.
His whole life. Literally.
It's Coke. Yes.
It only makes sense. But you know what, John? We appreciate you, my good sir.
We appreciate you, yeah.
You know, from one king to another, we can only wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
You know what I mean? You are on the biggest platform right now in the country.
Mm. Excuse me. This guy, we're a big deal.
Yes, sir.
Please, if you did not know, now you know.
That's why we were dining with the president and the former first lady last night. Just FYI.
But on the real, man, just to add on to what my partner just said, we keep thriving.
Yeah.
Don't fold. I mean, those are obviously your own mantras, but don't fold. Just keep pushing, working towards being the best John that you can be. You can see the immense love that you have online. You know, we're not even paying attention to the naysayers at this point. You are destined for more. You are destined for greatness. We see it in the way you move. We see it on how, and you know, the thing is, we pay attention to a lot of what people pay attention to. That's how we came to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, so we all just a beautiful community online that wants you to thrive, and we wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Any shout out
to your girlfriend,
you know?
Is she watching?
Oh, wait.
She's watching.
Shout out.
Shout out to Boo Boo. That's fine.
Shout out to my sister, man.
Oh, wait.
My brother at home.
Yeah.
I told them, I'm going to pressure them.
Yeah, I'm a big deal.
Go, boy.
Come on.
Oh, wait. I love it. Well, John, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? This conversation is going to be up on our website pretty soon, just in case you missed it. Also, Elise is on standby. Shaquan, what are your final words? It's been a hectic week.
It's been a hectic week, man, but we are blessed in so many ways. Let's never, you know, like, just, you know, kind of lose focus of the fact that we are blessed in so many ways. Take that all in. Have yourself a great weekend. Be responsible with your money. And see you Monday.
All right, go. 9:59. Remember to always be the best,
happiest,
healthiest
version of yourself.
Until the next one, we say GMTM.
From Shaquan to you, it is Zozo Moya.
Life's all about making real moments. So
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.